The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank, where our business experts get to know you, not just your business. Find out more at ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
From the future of banking to the future of farming now. My next guest this morning is something of a stalwart of the Irish business scene at this stage. Dr. Edmund Harty is the chief executive of Dairymaster, a company based in Causeway, County Kerry, where it employs over 360 people in roles ranging from manufacturing, sales, through to engineering, software and more. Edmund is in Dublin this weekend to receive the UCD Alumni Award from the School of Engineering and Architecture, and he is also taking up a position in the college as an adjunct food professor. Edmund, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, take me right back. What age were you when you started with what was, at that time, your dad's business? And what was the business in those days?
My father started in 1968. How he started the business was there was a number of them that were, he would have grown up on a farm. In those days, the farm got passed on to the what was the oldest son, and all the rest of the family had to, you know, find their roots and do something, you know. And I suppose he was very mechanically inclined at that time. And he started a business, setting up and installing milking equipment first and foremost. And I suppose then the manufacturing side of things grew. So as a young lad growing up, I suppose it's like anybody growing up, you know, in a family business of whatever size and scale, you know, you get interested in it. And I suppose if you get interested in it and if you get a buzz out of it, you like it. So during the summers, you got jobs to do and different things to earn your keep, as they say. And I suppose I went on, then I studied engineering after that. And I suppose it was probably that growing up that fostered the interest. So I studied engineering first of all, and I ended up going on and doing a PhD after that, we'll say.
And was it in your mind? Was it your intention to maybe go back to the family business?
I think it was, because I always liked it. I always, you know, again, you know, when I'd come from school, it was a case of in those days, you know, drop the school bag and figure out, was there something to do? Was there something, you know, I liked making stuff, breaking stuff. That was, I suppose, that was my build, let's say, you know.
Did you find yourself down at the manufacturing end of things with your dad and what's this and what's that?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's like any family business, it was, you know, very hands-on, I would say, in those days. And I suppose that was a good training ground, because it meant, you know, you did every job all the way up. And I suppose that gives you an understanding and an appreciation of every part of it, you know.
Now, in more recent years, there's been a whole explosion of the use of technology in
Absolutely.
Lots of different ways on farms. And you guys have been very much at the forefront of that. What kinds of products are you developing? There's one called the the Moo Monitor.
Yeah, that's
what does that do?
So the Moo Monitor is a wearable device for cows. So it monitors each animal's health and fertility. And you might say, well, why is that important? The reason that's important is for a cow to produce milk, she has to have a calf. That's what naturally starts off the milk production process. And for that to happen, a cow has to be bred at the right time. And the question is, it's like the whole issue of, say, fertility with people. You know, there's a whole lot of challenges and a whole lot of issues there in any population. It's a question of how do you measure, how do you monitor that? And then the other side of it is health. So I suppose, you know, and if you think about people, you know, people, I would say, if you look at the last 10 years, people have, by and large, got a lot more, let's say, health conscious. And I suppose with animals, if you like, animals are, you know, what make up a farm. They're one of the farm's most important assets, if you like. They're the workers on the farm. And, you know, you want each of them, in tip-top condition. So if you have a lot of animals, how do you actually optimize that? How do you determine if an animal is sick or not, you know?
And so the Moo Monitor will provide sort of a readout of key statistics.
So basically what it does is it looks at the cow's behaviour. So it looks at the cow's feeding, first of all, because if you think about a cow, what does it do? It takes in feed, it digests it. In other words, it goes into the cow's rumen, and we'll say, which is, and a process called rumination happens. And you'll see cows, say, chewing the cud. If you look at, you know, cows in the field, you'll often see them chewing the cud. That's actually part of their normal digestion process. But if you thought of the equivalent, if we thought of a cow, you know, as a production unit. This is like saying the production line is running. So if the cow is ruminating, the cow is digesting.
The device
food,
knows that it
the
is.
The device knows this is happening, is measuring how much of this is actually happening. And how it does it is, it's a wearable device. It's like a necklace that goes around the cow's neck. And it looks at actually the muscle movements in the neck. And by looking at the muscle movements, it can actually determine, is the cow feeding? Is the cow resting? Is she ruminating? And by monitoring rumination, so it's like if any of us are sick, what happens first? The first thing we might do is we might go off our food, and it's the exact same with animals.
Traditionally, yeah. The farmer would have just observed about
you try to observe.
But now is it a notification to the smartphone?
Yeah, push notification out to the phone. So all this data, there's about 3 million readings a day taken from each animal. About 600 of those a day get pushed up into the cloud, and basically there's a whole load of data analytics going on, and that then gets pushed down as a push notification to a person's smartphone. So just to give you, I suppose, the range of technologies that are going on there. So if everything,
I can see farmers young farmers out at nightclubs, and the phone is going mad, and people are wondering what's going on there?
Yeah, no,
and
like,
it's notifications about the eating habits back at base.
That's it. Yeah. Well, I suppose, like, you know, you get notifications if there's something that you need to know about, and you don't get them if you don't need to know about it. You know, but if there's an animal sick, it's like, look, it's like, you know, it's like a parent with a child. You know, do you want to know or do you not want to know? You know, and if you're really on the ball and you're on your game, you know, the earlier you know, the better. You know, and this is where this technology is playing a role.
The real benefits of that technology, is it driven by growing farm sizes? That in
Absolutely.
The past, you know, the farmer had 20 cattle or cows, and
if
he was able to observe.
And if we take about, well, what trends are happening in farms? So farm sizes are getting bigger all around the world. Obviously, people want to optimise the use of their time. Labour on farm is an important issue. So the question is, how can technology help? How can technology make our lives easier? And if you think about, you know, the amount of time that you have, let's say, a day. So even if you look and you say, if you spend, say, 2 hours a day just even observing cows, and if you said, well, I have 100 cows or I have 120 cows, that's a very short amount of time just to look at each animal. So this is where technology comes in. But there's lots of other areas too that, you know, we talk about, say, the Internet of Things is another big area, you know, around technology. So there's areas that, you know, mightn't be as trendy as maybe the likes of the wearables and the moo monitors. Let's say around milk cooling. So, for example, right across Ireland, we've milk tanks, which are, if you like, they're a bit like the safe for a farmer. So if you think of us as a consumer of dairy products, what do we want? We want the best quality. We want the longest shelf life. And again, if that's going into premium products like infant milk formula and so on, you want the best quality. So the storage conditions of that are very important. And if you think about any bank, let's say, so it needs to be safe and secure and so on. And a milk tank is like that. So by having connectivity to your mobile phone, you can actually monitor that.
If you had to get out the crystal ball, and as a man who has invented lots of things yourself, I think the company has, is it 90 patents?
About 90 different.
And if you got out the crystal ball, what kinds of things do you think technology will be able to do for farmers in the future?
Yeah. So I think, like, the next big area we're about to kick off is linking. For example, there's a whole load of technology used in different industries. So, for example, talk about driverless cars, not necessarily about driverless farms, because I don't think
driverless tractors.
Look, that will happen given time. But actually, what the big issue, we'll say, in those types of things are around what's called autonomous systems. So systems that can make decisions for themselves. So in fact, we're kicking off a program there shortly around autonomous systems. So this is, how do you take this data? How do you take this information? How do you make better decisions around it? So this is one area. So you will have more data, no question in the world about it. If we look at any business that's there, and if we just think about, you know, how the smartphone has changed that, the exact same will happen in farming. But as I say, it's like the icing on the cake. The cake will still be the cake, but it's how you make that cake more attractive, how you make it nicer, how you make it perform better.
Does it mean the farmer will make the decisions and the implementation of things on the farm will become more automated? Robots, technology.
Yeah, I think you will see an awful lot more automation on farms, like as farm sizes get bigger. So even if we look at, let's say, at what happened in industry, let's say, you know, there has been an awful lot more automation. And I suppose you look at areas and even say, where is industry going and what's happening in terms of digitization of manufacturing is the next probably big trend to happen in that sector. And the whole area of industry 4.0, which is, you know, the fourth industrial revolution. And that's really topical now from an industry point of view. My view is the exact same will happen in farming.
So instead of going out and walking over the fields to have a look and see what's happening, you'll just have a look at your smartphone,
you'll see that there'll be a whole load of development, I think, around drones, around, let's say, you know, measurement of grass, or measurement of soil, of optimization of areas like that.
Are these farmers going to get any exercise at all, Edmund? No. They won't have to do too much walking around.
I think they will. I think if you put, as I say, you put a Fitbit on the farmer, I'd say, you know, there'll be a good number of steps in any given day, you know. And, you know, I think they will, you know.
Okay, well, it sounds like you still have plenty of appetite for the business and growing it into the future. Dr. Edmund Harty, Chief Executive of Dairymaster, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks very much, Richard.